If you want to understand this crisis right now, this banking crisis, you need to understand this one thing. And it's one thing, Adam, that the mainstream media is afraid to touch.
They're afraid because they think it's really boring.
Right. Right. Because what the central thing is, this thing that we need to discuss right now, is a bank balance sheet.
But please do not despair, because we think we've come up with a way to explain this to you, and we actually think it'll be pretty enjoyable. So to begin, let's imagine the simplest bank in the world. I would like to call it Adam's Bank.
How come you're always the bank owner in these imaginary scenarios?
I mean, Alex, what I just think of myself as more like a bank owner and you more like a bank customer.
I see. Okay, Mr. Fancy Pants, go ahead.
Okay, so I have $10 of my own money that I'm going to start my bank with. So I take these $10 and I open for business. I start accepting deposits and I go to my good friend and colleague, Alex Bloomberg, and I say, hey, Alex, you want to open a savings deposit with my bank? I'll give you 3% interest a year.
I say, that sounds great. I actually have $90 right here that I'm saving for a rainy day. And so I will hand it over to you. Here you go. 80, 90. There you go.
All right. Okay. So now I have $100 in my bank, 10 of which is mine, 90 I got from Alex. All right. And so right now this is a lousy business. I'm losing money because I'm paying Alex 3% interest. I'm not getting anything coming in. I need to make some profit. And that requires one other person.
Hi, guys.
Oh, hey, Caitlin.
Hey, Caitlin.
This is Caitlin Kenny. She's a Planet Money producer. Hey, what's up? What's going on?
I need to borrow $100.
For what?
To buy a house.
You can get a house for $100?
It's a dollhouse.
Oh, actually, this is perfect. So I can give you, Caitlin, the $100 I have in my bank, but on one condition. You have to pay me back at a higher interest rate than what I'm paying Alex. So that way I can make some money. So let's say 6%.
Sounds good.
Okay, here you go. All right, that's $100.
Awesome. Later.
Wait, remember, you got to pay me 6% a year.
Huh?
The mortgage.
I got to go. Yeah, sure. Got it. No problem.
All right.
Yeah, I'm in business.
All right. This is great.
I'm getting 6% from Caitlin. I pay 3% to Alex. I get to keep the difference.
Okay. And at a fundamental level, banking is really this simple. You pay your depositors, in this case me, a low rate, and then you lend out money at a higher rate. You keep the difference. In fact, there's even an old banking joke. Banking is a 3-6-3 business. You take in money at 3%, you lend it out at 6%, you're on the golf course by 3 in the afternoon.
Oh, bankers. And this brings us to
the subject of today's radio drama.
Correct. So what we have here right now is the world's simplest bank balance sheet. Picture a piece of paper with a line drawn down the middle. On the right side is my $10, the $10 I started the bank with, and the $90 I got from Alex. On the left side is the $100 I gave to Caitlin. If you notice, both sides are equal. 90 plus 10 on the right side equals 100 on the left side. And that's why they call it a balance sheet. Both sides have to balance.
Okay, now some jargon. Adam's $10, that's called the bank's capital. The people who own the bank, that is what they own. And when Adam makes his profit every year, you know, the difference between what he's getting from Caitlin and he's giving to me, that profit is added to the capital. So year over year, if the bank is well run, the capital gets bigger, Adam gets richer. But now the jargon gets completely confusing and backwards because most of us aren't used to thinking like a bank. The $90 that I deposited in Adam's bank, that also has a name, and it's called Adam's liabilities. Now, to me, of course, it's not a liability. It's a deposit. And it's my savings. But to Adam, it's a liability because if you think about it, he owes me that $90. He's liable to me for that money. I can withdraw it at any time, and he needs to pay me interest on it. To him, it's like a loan I gave him.
And I think we should introduce another piece of jargon.
Sure.
That $100 that I gave to Caitlin, that's called my asset.
Huh?
Well, you have to pay me some money every month. So I think of Caitlin's dollhouse mortgage, I think of it like an investment. I give you $100 up front, you pay me back 6% a year for 30 years or however long your dollhouse mortgage is, That is my asset because you pay me that nice return every year, right?
Huh?
You're going to pay me 6% a year, right?
Oh, I said that?
Yes. You have a mortgage.
Oh, okay.
Excellent work, guys. That was very nicely illustrated. Okay. So the point is every single balance sheet looks this way. You got on the one side, on the left side, you have assets, and on the right side, you have liabilities plus capital. And they always balance out. And this is true from this very simple hypothetical bank in a world with one depositor and one dollhouse to the largest and most complicated bank that has ever existed, Citibank, whose balance sheet I have right here.
And Alex, you did not like secretly break into the corporate offices of Citibank, right? That's something you can just print up off the internet.
Right. And it says here what they have. Instead of $100 in assets, of course, they have a little bit more, specifically $1.95 trillion in assets.
That's a lot of dollhouses.
Yeah, it is. And I'm reading it right here. It says assets, total assets, $1.95 trillion. And then on the other side, liabilities, $1.8 trillion. Capital, $150 billion. And that also equals $1.95 trillion. It all adds up. Assets equal liabilities plus capital. Both sides of the balance sheet balance. So here's where things get interesting. And here's why we're explaining bank balance sheets on the radio and why you are, we hope, listening with rapt attention.
Alex, I really hope they're still with us.
Me too. I hope you're out there. Okay, it's getting interesting. It all has to do with Caitlin.
Hey, Adam.
Hey, Caitlin.
I can't pay my mortgage.
What the...
I lost my job. I mean, you didn't ask me about my job in the first place, but now I don't have one. So that money, it's not coming.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, you know, for a few years there, you bankers were giving out loans to all sorts of deadbeats like Caitlin.
Hey!
Sorry, Caitlin. Without checking to see if they had jobs first.
All right. I'm going to kick you out and take the dollhouse.
But my baby! My baby! Where will my baby sleep?
Caitlin, it's a doll baby. Get out.
Fine.
Okay, so now Adam's bank owns Caitlin's dollhouse, and he wants to sell it. But it's a down market in dollhouses, and all the dollhouses out there, just like Caitlin's, are only selling for $95, which is a problem for your balance sheet, Adam. Because now it looks like this. Liabilities, 90, that you owe me. 10 of your own dollars equals 100. But on the other side, assets, one dollhouse worth $95. Your balance sheet is out of balance.
So I'm a good banker. I know, obviously, the balance sheet has to balance. So that $90, that's Alex's money, Alex's deposit, that can't change because if he wants to withdraw it at a moment's notice, I have to be ready to give him 90 bucks at any time. The only thing that can change on that side of the balance sheet is my capital, the $10 of my own money I started out with. So now my balance sheet looks like this. On the asset side, one dollhouse worth $95. On the liability side, $90 deposit from Alex, my liability, $5 in capital, my money. So both sides equal 95. They're back in balance. But with the stroke of an accountant's pen, I've lost five of my own dollars. I've lost half my money. This really sucks.